From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The battle over immigrants intensifies in the European Union. About 400 migrants from Syria and Iraq demanded to leave a transit camp in northern Greece Thursday and have begun a 70-kilometer trek walking to the country's border with Macedonia. Police said the migrants, mostly from Syria, walked out of the newly built camp near Greece's second-largest city, Thessaloniki, and were on a highway near the city. It is yet another sign of trouble in Greece as it scrambles to cope with border restrictions imposed recently by Austria and the Balkan countries, where some 4,000 migrants and refugees continue to arrive on Greek territory every day. The Greek government underlined its annoyance Thursday by recalling its ambassador to Austria for consultations in order to safeguard friendly relations between the two states, said the foreign minister. Meanwhile, NATO allies have agreed to a plan for their ships in the Aegean Sea to help Turkey and Greece counter criminal networks smuggling refugees into Europe. NATO sent ships to the Aegean last week to help Turkey and Greece stop criminal networks smuggling migrants. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the modalities had been agreed for its action in the sea.
Our commanders will decide the area where they will be operating in coordination with Greece and Turkey. NATO vessels can deploy in the territorial waters of Greece and Turkey. Greek and Turkish forces will not operate in each other's territorial waters and airspace.
Relations between Greece and Turkey have traditionally been tense, and since the February 11th deal by NATO defense ministers to deploy ships to the Aegean, Greece's defense minister has accused Turkey of trying to undermine the deal. VOA News. Apple is not standing down from its challenge of a court order to help the FBI unlock the phone of a gunman in a mass killing in San Bernardino, California, in December. Apple says the FBI has asked to unlock more than a dozen iPhones over the past 5 months, reinforcing the tech giant's argument that the FBI's current request will lead to further demands. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch told a congressional committee Wednesday that there is a precedent to back the government's request.
It's a longstanding principle in our justice system that if an independent judge finds reason to believe that a certain item contains evidence of a crime, then that judge can authorize the government to conduct a limited search for that evidence. And if the government needs the assistance of third parties to ensure that the search is actually conducted, judges all over the country and on the Supreme Court have said that those parties must assist if it is reasonably within their power to do so.
Apple so far has refused to cooperate, and the company's chief, Tim Cook, says the FBI is asking for what amounts to a backdoor around the company's security measures, jeopardizing the security of Apple phone users. Apple has until Friday to file its opposition to the government's motion, and the hearing in the case is scheduled for March 22nd. A spokeswoman for the Russian Foreign Ministry says Russia is seeing progress ahead of the start of a truce in Syria. Maria Zakharova is also lauding efforts by Russia and the United States, the two countries that engineered the truce, to make sure the ceasefire holds. Ceasefire is set to go into effect midnight Friday. The Syrian opposition has agreed to abide by the truce, but expressed some major concerns about what it said were ambiguities and the lack of clear mechanism to implement the agreement. Zakharova also told reporters Thursday that the U.S. and Russian militaries have begun exchanging intelligence on terrorist groups in Syria. Somalia's president says between 180 and 200 Kenyan soldiers were killed when Islamist militants attacked an African Union base in southwestern Somalia last month. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed discussed the figures during an interview with a Somali TV channel late Wednesday when asked why he attended a memorial ceremony for the soldiers in Kenya. He said when about 180 to 200 boys sent to Somalia to restore peace are killed in one morning, it is not something easy. The Kenya Defense Forces spokesman David Obonyo quickly denied Mohammed's claim. Speaking to a Kenya newspaper, The Star, he said the Somali president must be in cahoots with al-Shabaab. The number he is quoting is way beyond a company size. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.